The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 11 after 7, open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. One topic in play, wanted to mention, is that a story recently came out about four tribes coming out asking the U.S. Interior Secretary to deny that proposed casino in Medford with the Coquille tribe. Remember that one? All right. Do you think they should get their denial, or should it go through? What is your overall opinion on that? And I guess, Your Highness, what is your take on that? Good to have you on, Linda Marie. What's up?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, my loyal subjects.
Okay.
I disagree with the denial because I believe there's plenty of business for everybody. I have been to Clamoya, which is owned by the Chiloquin tribe, and it's just a little casino. It is not a Seven Feathers or anything like that. It's not big and fancy
Okay, now this is the Coquille tribe that would be putting this one in Medford.
Yes.
You know, the Roxy Ann Bowling Lanes.
Coquille tribe, yeah. Mm-hmm. They also own Clamoya because I've seen some big placards that mm-hmm. say Clamoya. I think that's what here in Medford.
So you'd be okay with that? You don't think that's going to be much of a problem?
No, it's not going to be a problem. People will visit it a few times, but they're still going to go to Seven Feathers.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm.
Now I can understand though if I were running one of the other casinos, I'd probably be concerned. Anything. You would look at it as any competition is bad, you know, that sort of thing. I understand their point of view. I'm just wondering if the Feds should let that hold sway over it or not. I don't know.
Sure. I mean, years ago, I had a pizza parlor, one of many pizza parlors. It was just a little six table restaurant, mm-hmm. and we had our clientele. We had our following. This was in the 80s. Like I said, there's plenty of business for everybody.
All right. Appreciate the opinion there, Linda Marie. Thank you, Your Highness. It's 13 after 7. We'll check the hand of the update more and then continue to take your calls. We have that. Oh, by the way, an update on the feeding the homeless suit in Brookings. We had a federal judge in Medford, ended up approving that. We'll talk a bit about that, maybe discuss it further. Okay?
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Do you have an electrical checklist that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need an exterior all-weather plug-in installed? Completed. A motion sensor light in your entry, pantry, or laundry room? Completed. Too many appliances tripping your breaker? Completed. RV outlet on the side of the house? Completed. Electrical jobs get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus, specializing in residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit CompletedElectricPlus.com.
Before you know it, it will be summertime in Southern Oregon. Ensure that you have a good supply of water before the rush hits. Clouser Drilling is booking for the peak summer season. If you need a water well, you need the experienced and professional team from Clouser Drilling. They will perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Don't take a risk on your well contractor. Contact Clouser Drilling now to get in front of the line. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from truck gear, back industries, undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, now that there are 8 states planning a complete ban on the sale of gas-powered cars entirely, after Biden unveiled his plans to phase them out by 2032, that's 8 years from now. Only zero emission vehicles. Now we're going to ignore the science that showed that electric vehicles, because of the heavy weight of the batteries, never mind the pillaging of the Mother Earth of their cobalt and manganese and other minerals. I mean, and the fact that most of the electric grid is powered by fossil fuels. So in other words, fossil fuels still charging your vehicle. And of course, the heavy weight, you know, puts tire particles, greater numbers of it, into the atmosphere.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Let's have another email of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. It's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. And while you wait, Crowns, they have an in-house lab. 30 minutes or so, maybe a little bit more. Pretty cool stuff. Find out more, CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And before we get back to the phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, because it is open phones, by the way, 770-5633, an email of the day goes to Mark from Ashland. A little poem for the measures. This is about measures 15-224, 15-225, 15-226. These are the three Democrat measure changes, the charter changes that they want to slide by the naive Jackson County voters. They're hoping that the naive Jackson County voters will go, oh, five is good. Anyway, Democrats for Democrats. That's our chant. No say in vaccines. No voice to Grant. Ownership of land, a fading light. Pushing middle class hearts into the night. Democrats for Democrats without consent. Choices made without relent. Democrats for Democrats. On choice they stand. 9 months in, still they command. But amidst these dictates clear and bold, our journeys set on paths untold. For in their world of strict command, we seek a voice, a firmer stand. Their democracy, not ours, they claim with pride. A realm where our voices are pushed aside. In their world, the rules they bend, crafting a future they alone intend. Democrats for Democrats, the echo rings, a chorus where only one side sings. Their vision of unity, a singular view, leaving little space for me or you. In this landscape, they've designed a narrower path for us is defined. Yet amidst the narrowing of the way, we seek the light of a broader day. Very good, Mark. I love your poetry. In fact, not only an email of the day, but my gosh, I think we got to give you a real American salute, okay? I like that. A little poem for no on the measures, 15-22-24, 15-225, 15-226. Okay? All right. Now then, open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. It's a dangerous time. We'll just hit them live without a net. Hello? Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Cherry, how you doing? What's on your mind?
I just have to say something
about
the gambling stuff. It's bad. It's wrong. It's a sin. I help with the bingo. I love it at the Medford Senior Center. But
hold on, just a second. Okay. How is bingo not a sin, but gambling is?
There you got me.
Yeah, because, kind of what the tribes are up to also, right? It's like, well, you know, competition, that's a sin, you know, against us right now. But I don't know. I'm just having fun with you.
It's a low price gambling.
Oh, okay. So a cheap sin's okay. Cheap sin's all right.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's okay. But I'm very opposed. I've never gambled except for bingo once a month. Mm. And sometimes I win, and most of the times I don't. It's just fun. But no, I don't want that. Why can't they put another bowling alley or a game thing for the little kiddies or, you know, like a Chuck E. Cheese deal or something, you know?
Because if you want to rake real money, you got to have a casino, kid. Yeah, I know that. No, the house always wins, right?
No, there's going to be whores and drug addicts and.
we have that already, don't we?
Well, it'll be higher pay whores. And
well, that's urban renewal, yeah. Isn't it? I'm teasing you. You know I'm having fun with you, Cherry. If I can't have fun with you, who can I have fun with? Okay.
Nobody, but even P. Diddy will come down or something, and then we'll really have some fun.
All right. No, Taylor Swift. Got to be Taylor Swift. You know, you have Swifties come in. That'll take care of business. All right. So you don't want the... You don't want the casino
no.
then. Okay. All right. Appreciate the call now that I've, completely had my way with you and fun. Let me go to line two. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Gene.
Hi, Gene. What's on your mind today?
Okay. I had two things to say, really.
All right.
Okay. At the border where the National Guard and the cops are being assaulted.
By the way, I just want to let you know that nine of the gentle migrants have been charged with crimes on that. So they got nine out of them. So I just thought you'd like to know that. Okay.
Oh, I'm glad of that. I just wish they had gotten a few hundred, but, get all of them. But anyway, when they are being assaulted, hasn't the National Guard been trained how to fight with the rifle butts?
Well, they probably have been, but I don't know. Given today's rules of engagement, it's probably be only able to butt with a rifle on American citizens. That might be the rule of engagement right now. I'm not really sure. Just speculating, right?
Well, Biden's already proved that he doesn't give a damn about Americans because of Afghanistan, where he gave the list of names, addresses, and everything of the Americans and the other ones that he was leaving behind.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of which, did you ever play war or army when you were a kid with the boys?
Oh, yeah. When my brother went to the Korean War, I played war.
Okay. Now, my question is, when you were playing war in your neighborhood, did you ever have a time when you were playing war in which you threw down all of your guns and things like that and just left it for the other team to play war? Did you ever do that?
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Isn't that funny, though, that our government did that, though? Apparently, kids playing war are smarter, aren't they?
Well, I used to play war on a farm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no way I would give up my weapon, which was a stick, because I didn't have a real gun.
There you go. What was the other thing you wanted to say, Gene? A lot of people waiting, okay?
Okay, there was... the control of the government over the water, who gave them that right?
It's not a matter of them giving that right. I think the state always claimed dominion over the water. Kind of, it could be part of the State Admission Acts back in the 1800s when Oregon became a state. I can't really answer that. But this talk about the state of Oregon attacking small farms, it's really something that the small farmers were never able to do. You cannot water commercial crops that you're going to sell with your well water unless you have a well water or a water right to do so. And now they're starting to crack down on it because they have the people to do the crackdown. That's the story right now. Okay.
Yeah. Well, also, if you remember, Kotek wanted to tax the raindrops that hit people's roofs.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing that is... too far out of reach to be untaxed, okay? Appreciate the call there, Gene. You be well. Let me go to line four. Open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? Slovenian brother from another mother. Go ahead.
You got it. I have an interesting experience to share when it comes to gambling in India.
Okay.
I grew up in Tacoma. And there's a group
poor,
of Indians.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, the Puyallup Indians were way ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah.
And they opened up their first casino illegally in the 70s, early 70s. So my buddy says, come on, let's go. So we drive down this road out in the middle of nowhere. We drive up, and the whole front of the building had Indians carrying machine guns.
Really?
Oh, I'm not. This is for real. We go walking in.
Wow.
And every person that was dealing had a gun on their hip. And I'm looking at my buddies, just, what the hell are we doing in this place?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, these coastal Indians, they need to bring in some Puyallup Indians. Those guys know how to do business.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, I would imagine, though, at that point, especially when they were doing it illegally, they were looking for some firepower to make sure and keep theft down, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was just, you know, seriously, that was the very first casino that was Indian in the whole western region of the United States.
Yeah, I don't think they do anything like that now. You know, the whole idea is to make casinos seem as innocent as going to McDonald's, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. The Puyallup Indians were really smart. They brought headhunters in to do their management because those guys know how to get ahead.
I knew you were going there. I knew it. I could hear it. Thanks. All right, let me go to line 3. Hi, KMED, KCMD. It's open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Got a good one?
Yeah, Bill, it's Logan Leverett Vaughn.
Hey, Logan, are you still in 2 North?
No, they shipped me upstairs to the BHU.
Okay. Anyway, you know, the thing is, though, I don't really know if I want to talk with people who are actually incarcerated under mental health holds.
It's about Harrington. Just remembering people to rally around these farms because we let Harrington fall. We can't let these farms fall.
Okay. All right. Sorry. You know, you gotta write me an email sometime. Tell me what's going on with you, okay? All right?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it, Bill.
All right. Well, please do. Please do. Gary Harrington, though, that was about the water. Well, of course, that was about the water right, and Gary didn't have a water right for the pond, right? And then he spent 30 days in solitary, if I recall correctly, over that. Or was that Minor Dave? I'm forgetting which rebels are spending time in solitary after. There's been too many over time. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill. It's Steve in Medford.
Steve, fire away. What's going on?
I am so confused. You know, things don't make sense anymore. I think Ken Kesey really fouled things up, and the cuckoos are everywhere, and I don't know who flew over what.
Okay. Yeah. It was anything specific that you were focusing
on?
Or just
water thing.
Well,
we used to own 11 acres when we were raising our kids,
mm-hmm.
and we did water out of a well, mostly for our own garden.
Right.
But I did irrigate about an acre of pasture. And the rules for exclusive farm use were that you had to sell a certain amount of anything that you grew on your property in order to maintain exclusive farm use. So I'm wondering,
could this be a way to attack exclusive farm use and shove people off land? Huh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
maybe it's not cuckoo. Maybe it's just evil.
According to the OPB article, though, this rule about, you know, you can irrigate crops that you're going to sell with your well, but you have to have the water right for it. And
a
lot of these people have been doing it for years, but they just weren't caught. And this rule appears to have been actually in effect for quite some time. It's nothing new. It's actually been you know, an old law. It's now being enforced, or a new rule, I guess. And they're probably not going to hand out many of those rights. You know that, given what's going on with groundwater.
So this is administrative state, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you own a piece of land and you wanted to grow food and you drilled a well on your land, you know, this was out on Old Stage Road out towards Cane Creek in that area. And there's some huge wells out there. A couple of trailer parks out there run several trailers all off of one well. I don't know whether they have water rights for those or not.
Yeah. Well, remember, the rules are, or rules for other commercial activity, is that you can take up to 5,000 gallons a day out of most wells. And so maybe all that needs to happen is that the exception that allows commercial activity for other things should be allowed to be used for small-scale farming, like these people we've been talking about, all right?
Yeah, and see, the EFU thing, you know, maybe it is a backhanded way to run people basically off of rural land.
Yeah, it could be. All right, hey, appreciate the take on that, Steve. Let me go to line 1. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Minor Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
I was going to say on the wells, like down here in California, if you want to irrigate, doesn't matter what size your farm is, you have to apply for an agricultural well versus a domestic well.
And that's kind of what was going on in the state of Oregon, too. I mean, you can do it, but you have to have the permit to do commercial agriculture.
Denied here. Yeah. You just have to pay for them here.
Yeah. And I guess the question is the Oregon Water Resources Board going to hand out many of those right now, given that ground level waters are lowering? You know, the levels are lowering.
Down here, I've been told by the agricultural, county agriculture, that you have to apply for it through them, and then you have to apply with the county, and basically it's about paying the fee.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your experience there, Dave. Let me go to line 3, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning.
Hi.
This is crazy.
Oh, Gene, are you in 2 North, too, or not?
I'm not sure at this point in time. I always have to recheck my information.
Yeah, well, the whole state's a little too northish. Depends on the day. But go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking, years back, they were talking about us being under maritime law.
Mm-hmm.
The captain and the crew, the peons.
Yeah.
And that the captain had ultimate control over it.
So yeah, and that there's fringe on the flag and it means something, and your driver's license is in capital letters, and it's the straw man. I don't know if I would necessarily go there, but complete the thought.
They sure seem to have stuff going for our water, so they must be tied into water somehow. They have to mess with that.
Oh, so there we go. Maritime law. No water for food.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're in the ocean. Where are the fish going to live if you take all the water?
All right. Thanks for the call. Off to 2 North with you. KMED, KCMD, good morning. All right. We'll put that one on hold, figure out who it is. Maybe they're listening to the radio. Don't ever listen to the radio when you're on the phone. Listen to the phone, okay? This is the Bill Myers Show.
Another satisfied customer of Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc.
I just wanted to say how pleased we are with our new roof. All of our workers were friendly, efficient, and hardworking. From the initial phone call to the install, I feel Chester gave me great advice on the perfect roof for our home. Many of my neighbors have already told me how nice our new roof looks and how fast it went up. I was very pleased with the cleanup as well. I will highly recommend Stephen Westfall Roofing to anyone. Thanks again. William Colson, Eagle Point, Oregon.
CCB number 230804.
Have you been putting off filing prior year's tax returns and worrying about the consequences? You need Pat Hurley on your team. He's a tax pro who fights for your rights and dollars. 774-1040. What an easy number.
One of each Forte VIN 731586 MSRP 217-3500 due Sportage VIN 185367 MSRP 3590-4499 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS Automatic. Just $149 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX. Only $199 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia like Forte's. $149 a month. Sportage's $199 a month. During the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Nominations are open for this year's Bicoastal Media Best of Southern Oregon contest. Nominate and support your favorite businesses now through April 3rd at bestofsouthernoregon.com. There's nearly 200 categories to nominate all your favorite suppliers of goods and services. Whether it's medical, automotive, beauty, entertainment, food and beverage, and more, there's a category to nominate all your favorites. So visit bestofsouthernoregon.com today. Nominations close Wednesday, April 3rd at 5 p.m.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
All right, Matt, before news, tell me a couple of stories that you're seeing here.
Well, NBC News, the first line is the Democratic National Committee is building its first team to counter third-party and independent presidential candidates
Oh, so democracy is great until it's a third-party democracy that could hurt Democrats, then must be fought. Okay.
Yep. And then I'm looking at the Washington Post, and it says, Joe Lieberman's cause of death was complicated from a fall.
All right.
He was working on this no-label party thing.
Oh, do you think that he got a different version of the Scalia pillow? You know, the MyPillow Scalia model?
I'm just wondering if he stepped on one of those Russian banana peels.
Yeah? Hey, you know, it's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. That's a great time to throw the theory out there. You're going to get me thinking about this, okay? Now, the next theory, though, is how much credence would you give Lara Logan's report about she says that the Dolly was hacked? You know, the freighter?
Well, the stories I've read, they said they were having problems before that thing set sail.
Right.
That they were having problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, from
but, of course, what better way to hide a hack? Well, there were some problems with this before. Because the thing is, if it had gone dead a minute sooner or a minute later, it would not have struck the bridge.
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of coincidences.
Uh-huh.
I don't. It always seems like later on, much later on, a lot of times we'll find out that there's something else that happened. It just seems so weird that I don't know how old that bridge is. I mean,
decades. It was back in the 1970s, a little over 50 years old.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then all this time they've managed to avoid not hitting it, you know? And the fact that it hit it, there would have been if it had hit in the middle of the day and they were, you know, hundreds of people driving across the bridge and people coming onto the bridge, mm-hmm. and a lot of people had died, tragically, it would have received a lot of attention. But being hit at, 1:30 in the morning, and six workers cannot be found, or, you know, so we're assuming they're dead at this point.
Yeah, at this point, it would appear to be a hit on infrastructure if Lara Logan is to be, you know, credible on that story. If that's credible.
Yeah, that's a tough one, you know, because mm-hmm. apparently, look, you don't know what, this is the reason I don't watch the news for my news. This is the reason I get on and I dig around the internet to try to get different perspectives. But it just seems, you know, a lot of people were saying, I guess the Chilean doc, whatever, was saying that this boat had problems before. This isn't the first report. So it's weird. Things are popping up from all over the place.
Yeah, but you see, that would be the perfect patsy boat to do something like that, to actually be hacked then, like Lara Logan is claiming, and then, you know, we had problems with this before, right?
Hmm. Yeah, I just wish I knew more about the whole shipping thing and captaining, and I just don't know that much about it. So I only know what I read and what I see out there.
Yeah, but you know, on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, we don't have to be experts. We're all experts in our own way, okay?
Yeah, well, keep this in mind. I sent you that email the other day about you have Pakistani rebels actually killed a bunch of scientists with suicide bombing.
Uh-huh.
And then you also had this Islamist terror attack in Russia. And then there have been other attacks on Chinese workers in other countries. And I'm just wondering if there's a crack in the axis of evil. I think what's happening is you have Iran, a lot of other, because you know, you have Islamic states like Turkey and some other places, but those are what I call bureaucratic Islamists.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the real believers. The real believers are the ones that strap bombs to their back.
Yeah, well, the real believers don't try to get away either, like these ones did.
Yeah, I get the feeling that. You have Islamists across the globe are saying, hey, we don't have to be the stepchild to Russia and China.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're starting to chase, because those guys who were killed in Pakistan, these are workers who were working on a project in Pakistan, and they're Chinese workers. And I guess the car was loaded with explosives and just head on to the mm-hmm. car. So I think there basically is a crack in that axis. I think the Islamists are basically saying, hey, we're not going to be your ugly stepchild.
Or is there a crack in the axis of evil by CIA influence? Hmm?
Might be. If you can turn one of the three against the other two, or two against the other one, that does make a big difference.
Yep. My enemy of my enemy. We know that story. All right. Hey, Matt, appreciate the call. Got to roll. We're going to talk some pain here in just a moment. KMED, KCMD News, sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The Eagle Point Police Department is recognizing first responder wellness this week in partnership with wellness company Lexapol. Eagle Point Police are joining thousands of public safety agencies to make March 25th through the 29th First Responder Wellness Week. Police Chief Jim Hamilton says first responders are exposed to things that most people will never see, and many are not equipped to cope with the intense mental and emotional stress. Chief Hamilton wants to extend resources to the families of first responders as well, adding that trauma on the job can often show up at home too. Chief Hamilton says the department is focused on developing a regional peer support program for Jackson County. And he says a clinician is also working with the department to implement automatic stress debriefings after critical or traumatic incidents. Then the Bob Ross run is drawing closer, and there are some details to know about. The 5K runs April 22nd through the 28th. However, if you want to run the race with your Happy Little Tree swag, you need to register by April 1st. This will give Oregon Parks Forever plenty of time to get you your bib, shirt, and medal. For every person that registers, 10 trees will be planted for a restoration project. Again, the race is virtual, so you can complete the 5K on your own streets or trails in your own time. You can register at orparksforever.org. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Cerda. Have a great day.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
It's Bill Meyer, and here's another listener who saved at Sky Park Insurance. Meet Jason from Medford.
I've been with the same company for 4 years and heard Steve's commercial. I gave him a call, and he saved me nearly $1,000 a year on my two cars. Thanks, Steve.
Sky Park is an independent agency with providers like Progressive, Safeco, Foremost, and many more. Call Steve for a quote, 261-5444, or visit skyparkins.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Sky Park Insurance. At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Intractable pain, big problem in the United States. Not just the United States, everywhere, really. One in six U.S. adults suffering from chronic pain or illness, kind of unexplained. And I received an offer of an interview with Dr. David Clark. He has a website, andchronicpain.org. I wanted to find out a little bit more about that. Doctor, pleasure having you on. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be with you.
Okay. So what I'm trying to find out this morning is, are you someone promoting chronic pain medication as far as like medical marijuana or cannabis things or some form of gummies or thing? Give me a little bit of a story here. Give me the backstory.
No, that's the great thing about what my colleagues and I do is that we don't have to get into medications or procedures or devices or opioids. What we're talking about is pain, real pain in the body that's generated by the brain. And a lot of people are not aware that this can happen. The classic example is what we call phantom limb pain, where somebody who's had an amputation feels pain at the part of their body that's now been removed. And that's generated in the brain. And it turns out anybody can get this. And it's connected to changes in nerve circuits in the brain. And those are brought about by stresses that oftentimes people don't even recognize they have. But it turns out that if you identify what those issues are, you can treat them and people get better. I've had patients who've been in pain or had illness for years or even decades, but by knowing what to look for, we can find the underlying cause, treat it successfully, and people get better. And this applies to 50 million people in the United States and about 2 out of every 5 people who go to the doctor. So it's a huge problem.
Yeah. Now, you are part of the Psychophysiologic Disorders Association, the PPDA, right? And where's your practice, if you don't...
that long name.
Yeah, where's your practice, by the way?
In Portland, Oregon.
Oh, in Portland, okay. All right, so you're West Coaster. Great. We just want to make sure here in the Northwest. And psychophysiologic, that sounds like that would be a connection with brain and the pain, right? That's really what you're getting into with this.
Combination of psychology and physiology, absolutely. And it's completely real. This is not in people's heads. It has to do with brain function.
Hmm. Now, what part does chronic stress, and when you talk about stress, makes people, you know, already people talk about they can feel tired when there's too much stress in their life, but I've never heard of people talking about I have pain because of stress in my life. But you say there's a real connection.
It shocked me how common this was. You know, I went through very traditional medical training and never heard that this was even possible until about the 8th year in, when I finally met a patient that I didn't know the first thing about diagnosing or treating. And it turns out that stress, which could be in your life at the moment, but it also could be stress from when you were a kid, that can have long-term impact. This is treatment of a child that you would never want for a child of your own, treatment of yourself as a child, you know, abuse, but sometimes just a highly stressful environment brought on by high parental expectations, for example. And those stresses can carry on well into the adult years. One of my patients was 87 years old and was still having physical pain over stresses that happened to her when she was in grade school. So it can have a very long-lasting impact. The good news is we can identify these issues, we can treat them successfully, and even that 87-year-old got better.
Huh. What is the methodology of treating stress-caused pain? And I say this as, I mean, and you know this, living in Oregon, this is a state that is trying to numb a heck of a lot of pain when you look at the amount of homelessness and a lot of fentanyl drug addiction going on, opioid addiction, all sorts of things here. And there's a lot of ducks in the air here. What do you think, doctor?
Yeah, well, people are medicating their own issues because they don't have an alternative solution. But it turns out, you know, first we want to identify the stress. A very simple example, one of my patients, he only got his pain when he was driving to work. When he was driving home from work, he was fine. So, you know, naturally asked him about, you know, what's going on at your job? And he had a huge stress going on. And it was just exactly over the same period of time that he was having his symptoms. But more complicated are, you know, people who grew up in what we'll call dysfunctional homes of one sort or another. There was abuse going on. There was divorce. There was substance abuse by the parents. There was constant criticism of children, you know, all kinds of different issues. It can impact your self-esteem. It can turn you into somebody who's a perfectionist, somebody who devotes a tremendous amount of their personal energy toward other people, but has difficulty putting themselves on the list of people they take care of. And that can just build up stress over time, which changes physically nerve circuits in your brain, which results in physical symptoms like pain, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel, migraines, ringing in the ears. Low back pain is a huge one. Symptoms literally from head to toe, absolutely real, but also absolutely treatable with the approaches we recommend.
What kind of approaches is that, you know, do you use? What is the methodology? Because you say you're not big on, you're trying not to do this with drugs. Is this psychiatry of some form or counseling?
Say, this is a psychological approach to helping people recognize stresses in their lives that they may not have been fully aware of before. I've had lots of patients who told me, yes, I went through some difficulties when I was a kid, but I think I'm past that, or it wasn't too bad for me. Other people have been through worse. But when I ask them to imagine their own child or a child that they care about growing up in the same environment they did, then they can understand just, you know, how challenging it was. They can see the impact that it had on personality traits that are stressful for them. Many of them will have a lot of repressed emotions that need to be brought into conscious awareness. They're very angry about experiences they had as kids, or very sad, or they feel shame over it. And we need to help them see that those things are going on so they can talk about it. And the more they put these emotions into words, the less they need to express themselves via the body in the form of symptoms. So it is a psychological treatment, but it has long-lasting benefits. Patients of mine who've been ill for years, sometimes decades, can get well in a very short space of time, surprisingly.
Dr. David Clark with me, and PPDAssociation.org or NChronicPain.org is another way to get to this. And is this something which is considered legitimate treatment? And when I say, I don't mean legitimate, but is this something that the standard medical system is friendly to and open to, or are you, you know, trying to swim against the tide right now, which says, you know, hey, we got chronic pain. Here's an opioid. Have a nice day. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it used to be that all I could do when I spoke to doctors, and I give lectures on this all across North America and Europe, was just talk about the examples from the 7,000-plus patients that I've treated over the last 40 years. But the good news is that in the last couple of years, people who do research in this field have finally become aware of it and subjected it to rigorous scientific trials that have been published in top journals. And we've got a number of these now from Harvard, from the VA in Los Angeles. The Boulder Back Pain Study is a great example. They took three groups of people with chronic back pain for an average of 10 years, and one of them got the pain relief psychology that we advocate, and it was compared against two control groups. And the patients who got the pain relief psychology, it was just 2 hours a week for 4 weeks was all. Mm-hmm. And their pain scores dropped from 4 out of 10 to 1 out of 10 in 1 month.
So it didn't disappear, but it reduced dramatically then. And
For about half the patients, it did disappear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Half of them got down to a score of zero. And this was after 10 years.
Now, is this only for pain, though, that has a brain connection in there? And the reason I bring this up is that, I have a late uncle of mine who committed suicide. He was in the military and had been received an injury in the service. And he was just dealing with chronic pain year after year after year, opioids. And he finally more or less said he just couldn't take this anymore, didn't want to live that way. And so it is a very sad situation, but yet I can't help but think that there was a very real physical manifestation and damage to his spine and various other things that caused that. Can this kind of PPDA sort of treatment work on something like that in which you have, you know, real spinal problems, let's say? I'm just asking, spitballing with you here.
Yeah, no, okay? I'm very sorry about your uncle, but if I had your uncle as a patient, I would definitely assess him for a psychological contribution to the pain. It might not have been causing all of his pain. There might have been certainly a component of it that was due to his injury. But to do a complete evaluation of someone who's in pain or who has, you know, a non-pain symptom like irritable bowel, you need to assess for the presence of these stresses. What's going on in someone's life right now? What kinds of stresses did they experience as kids? Have they been through a trauma, such as military combat-related trauma? Assess for all of those things. If you uncover issues in a person's life, there are effective treatments available, and we can apply those even if we don't know precisely the contribution to the pain from those things. And we may not find out until after we've treated the psychology and we see how much the person improved. And often it's quite surprising. People who've been, there's a spine surgeon friend of mine who put his patients through this form of psychological treatment before he was going to operate on them. And a very large number of them ended up not needing the operation.
Wow. That would be pretty impressive if you could do something like that, because can we all agree that there's almost no good surgery? You try to avoid surgery if at all possible, right, Doc?
You absolutely do, especially on the back where the success rate is about 25%.
Yeah. All right. Dr. David Clark and has a practice in Portland. And the website here, and like I said, it's a big mouthful here, the Psychophysiologic Disorder Association. That is the mind-physical-body connection. So you're starting to get more respect then, finally, after a number of years, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's huge. I get invited to speak all over the place. There was one week last October I gave 13 hours of presentations in four different cities. So, yeah, the excitement over this, especially now that we're trying to minimize the opioids that we give to people, and everybody's desperate for an alternative. And physicians who learn how to do this, they absolutely love it. One of them took me aside at a conference and said that these concepts had put the joy back into her practice, because all of a sudden, 40% of the patients who are coming to her office, she has something positive that she can offer them. And it often begins with, we've got this wonderful 12-item self-assessment quiz on the website. Takes less than 3 minutes, and you can get an idea of whether any of these concepts might apply to your own situation.
Well, given that there seems to be a war on the pain reducers, you know, any doctor that's out there, I mean, I've talked to doctors that have discussed how difficult it is to prescribe pain drugs right now, and that the federal government seems to be at war with you, and yet, there are people that really are suffering. I've known people who are just being crushed with crushing pain, that kind of thing. And it colors every aspect of life. So in some ways, wouldn't your PPDA group here be almost in reaction to the war on drugs, so to speak, that the feds and the state have been engaged in?
Yeah, we're trying to offer a positive alternative. The problem with the pain medications is that, they work for a while, but after a couple of months, the benefits fade out, and you're left with needing to take the opioids to avoid withdrawal symptoms, mm-hmm. and they're really not helping your pain that much anymore. So they're a short-term solution, not a long-term solution. What we're trying to offer, not to everybody, if you've got a chronically inflamed pancreas, or if you've got a bad pinched nerve in your spine with muscle weakness or numbness or bladder or bowel problems, you need an interventional solution for that. We're applying our techniques to people that don't have an organ disease or a structural damage to explain their pain. But that's a very large number. I mean, in spine pain, a recent study found it was 88% of people, the pain was not from a structural injury or damage.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you'll talk with people and say, hey, I hurt, but I don't really have a reason for why I hurt, or no physical reason that is easily discernible. Is that kind of what you're speaking
toward? Yeah, or the treatment that you apply for the physical reason is not working the way the physician expects. So, to do a complete evaluation, I mean, we're not saying this works for everybody, but it should be included as mm-hmm. part of a complete evaluation of somebody's pain. And the outcomes can be surprising. People who don't think they're coping with a whole lot of stress, when you know what to look for and you ask the right questions, suddenly people realize, they're carrying around a much bigger burden than they thought.
Dr. David Clark, once again, at PPDA, it's a mouthful, but I'm going to say it one more time, Psychophysiologic Disorder group here in the association, and where you can find out more about this. I guess, does insurance cover this kind of stuff, or is this something which is still considered, outside of the normal?
Well, what we advocate is for physicians to do the initial assessment, make sure there's not an organ disease or structural damage causing the symptoms, and that's certainly covered. And then if they take the next step and look into whether the patient has past or present stresses, the psychological or behavioral treatment of that is going to be covered for most people. And we're certainly advocating that it be covered for everybody because it, it saves the system money as well as alleviating people's illnesses.
Yeah, well, especially as we're trying to get everybody off of opioids here in the state of Oregon, too. And chronicpain.org. And I think I'm just going to tell people to give that out, check it out, and just see if it might be something to help out. Dr. David Clark, I wanted to talk with you because anything which is an alternative to the traditional drug treatment that might be able to save them from the addiction aspect of it, probably a good thing these days. And I appreciate you sharing a few minutes on that, okay? Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
All right. nchronicpain.org. Check it out and see if you think it might be working for either yourself, maybe someone you know that's having some intractable issues there. It's a couple minutes after 8 o'clock. KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD Grants Pass, Translator K294 AS Ashland.